This one is on Emma, E-M-M-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, date of birth 1-8-55. This is a 68-year-old woman with history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, fibromyalgia, CHF, chronic pain. Stent placement left side. Patient has had a terrible 24 hours with increased shortness of breath, cough, fever, sputum production, and nausea and vomiting, period. In the paragraph, she's 68 years old, lives in Conroe, used to, she retired from the school district, has three children, lost one, which is still grieving, never been married, period. New paragraph, patient does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, lives with her nephew, needs provider, would definitely benefit from provided care. Her past medical problems, as was mentioned, is consistent with the CHF, coronary artery disease, and the recent symptoms of bronchitis. Patient did not sleep last night because of shortness of breath and cough, but nevertheless, patient still has, despite the current illness, has issues with shortness of breath, decreased activity. Patient is bedbound because of shortness of breath, fetal edema, and symptoms of end-stage CHF. Patient's records are pending regarding her recent ejection fraction. Surgical history, back surgery, tumor removed from the left leg and tubal ligation. Social smokes, doesn't drink, lives with nephew, as I mentioned. Allergy, Motrin, and all anti-inflammatories. Medication includes albuterol, which her nebulizer, which her tubing is broken, in need of tubing. Norvasc 10 milligrams, Annex 1 milligram. PRN, Vicodin 10, 325, up to 3 times. Then Neurontin 800 TID, Soma 350 TID, Ambien 10 milligram. Bedtime, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Wellbutrin 150 SR once a day, Zoloft 25 milligram a day, Fentanyl patch 100 milligram every 72 hours. Review of system, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, fetal edema, decreased exercise tolerance, decreased appetite, not eating, weight loss consistent with cardiac cachexia. Most recent nausea, vomiting, most recent diarrhea, most recent cough with increased shortness of breath. Family history, mom died of Alzheimer's, dad died of lung cancer. On exam, her blood pressure is 190 over 95, respiration is 22, patient's a febrile. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, tachycardic at times, lungs, bronchi in both bases, abdomen is soft. There's tenderness noted about the epigastric area, neurologic unknown focal. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, CHF. Number two, CHF appears to be end stage. Will it obtain ejection fraction? Next number, history of fibromyalgia. Next number, recent history of nausea, vomiting, cough, sputum production. This was discussed with the hospice nurse who's going to bring that to the attention of the medical director. A patient needs albuterol tubing now, antibiotics, and antiemetics ASAP. Next number is depression, stable. Next number is chronic pain on fentanyl and Vicodin. Next number is decreased appetite. Next number is weight loss. Next number is cardiac cachexia. Next number is orthopnea. Next number is PND. Next number, diarrhea related to current illness. Next number of patients definitely meets the criteria for palliative care. Next number of patient is homebound, now mainly bedbound. Again, findings were discussed with hospice notes, which will be brought to the hospice medical director. And date of birth was 1-8-55. Today is 3-8, by the way. And her address is just put on top, 1200 North Fraser, number 507, Conroe, C-O-N-R-O-E, Texas, 77302. Thank you. Thank you.